My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm walking down the street, and I had a really hard conversation. You know, if life's not going the way you planned, maybe you're an older guy listening to the show, and life has worked out for you, you took a lot of risk in your life, but there was a season of your life when nothing seemed to be going your way. You seem like you were rolling snake eyes on anything and everything you ever tried. And there were just different twists and turns. And looking back, you understand why they were there. But, you know, in the moment, especially for me, in this moment, I'm a younger guy. I'm trying to build myself, and it's incredibly difficult. Because it seems like everybody's winning except for me. But I know it's not the truth. And, you know, if you can understand... If you're trying to build something in your life, if you're trying to become somebody, then you understand what I'm talking about. You understand the struggle of striving and seeming like every time you work your heart out, you only get halfway. Or something gets in your way, whether it's you or some outside thing. And it's one of those very unfortunate situations. Yeah, there's no way I'm alone on this. I know for a fact that I'm not. Let me ask you, have you recently in your professional career been in a really tough situation where you took a lot of risk, both personal and professional, and you've just felt like you've been kicked in the nuts every time you tried something? Trust me. That's been me. I'll tell you that right now. I'll be the first one to tell you that. I've felt that very much in the last couple of years, especially. And so if you struggle with that, I get it. I totally, totally understand that. But you see, here's the problem. The temptation to give up, the temptation to give up is so overwhelming. It really is. You know, you look at famous people, famous inventors, famous politicians, famous leaders, famous captains of industry, and you look and you see yourself, how did these people achieve such unbelievable wealth, unbelievable fame, unbelievable success? How do they do it? How did they manage to overcome all the adversity, both internal and external? How did they manage to do all that and still overcome and achieve it? How do they do it? Well, I ask myself that all the time. Because money is very real. And the problem is, it's one of the things that I know the worst times in my life have been for my depression has been when I'm broke or I'm not seeing the return that I think I should be getting. That's a really hard one. That's something I've been really wrestling with. So if you've experienced that recently, you're not alone either. It's very easy to have a pity party for yourself and think to yourself that you deserve this and deserve that. First of all, you don't deserve nothing. Nobody does, and that includes me. You have to earn everything that you get in life, and you do, whether it's good or bad, in the same way that you deserve what plants in your backyard, whether you plant cash crops or weeds. Doesn't matter. You get back what you put in. Maybe not in the way you expect, but you do, you get back what you give. And my friends, it's so easy to give up. Look, to me, that's the point of the show today. It's so easy to give up. I'm half tempted to give up. But the thing is, I'm the kind of guy that jumps, if you're anything like me, you jump out of the plane, you don't have a parachute on. You're like, I gotta just land, I'll figure it out. That's kind of how you could argue that's impulsive, and I would understand that. But I refuse to lose. How about you? Do you refuse to lose, or are you going to give up? Because whether it's getting the physique that you want, whether it's getting the person, love interest in your life, or a success, you got to keep going. You got to be willing to take risk. And let me tell you, it hurts when it doesn't work out, because I'm seeing that for myself. It's really hard. It's easy to read a book and go from start to finish, and you could think to yourself, it's easy for the protagonist to make it to the end because you're the reader. You know how the story ends. It isn't directly affecting your life. Versus when it's you, it's really easy to think, damn, how do I do this? How do I keep going every day, suffering the difficulties, the adversities, the self-doubt? That's a big one, by the way. How do I overcome all those things? And, you know, contrary to popular belief, I don't think that life is meant to be enjoyed. Truthfully, I think life is meant to be a grind, and life sucks. Life is not meant to feel good. People, especially the conservative people, are taught to deny the immediate pleasure, and we embrace what is difficult. We deny the self, and in doing so, we allow ourselves to become more than just the base monkey instinct within every man. And the problem is, so many of us have a hard time doing that because it's not natural for us. I could go down the whole dopamine instant gratification wormhole, but at the end of the day, you have to have a reason why you're struggling so much, because you can't just struggle to struggle unless you're a masochist, which you are. I mean, I don't understand you at all, but when it comes down to it, you have to have a why. And one of the things that I've been struggling with is my why. Why do I do this show? Why do I continue to do the sales job that is incredibly difficult for me? Why do I keep doing it? And the answer is because I refuse to fail. In plain English, I refuse to fail. I will not give up. I might have to pivot, but I'm not giving up. This show, the one you're listening to right now, will go to the number one when it comes to conservative podcasts, when it comes to men's self-development. It'll get to number one. Won't happen tomorrow. Won't happen next week, but it's going to happen. Why? Because I refuse to stop making content. I refuse to give up in the same way that you have to refuse to give up in your life. I don't know what motivates you to get up in the morning. Whatever motivates you to get up in the morning, you got to set that as your North Star. You know, sailors, before all the fancy technology they have today, they would use the stars to navigate. And the North Star was one of the easiest ones to pick out because it was so bright. And they would follow the North Star in the same way that you have to follow your North Star. And if you don't, well, it's the one you're getting lost. And sometimes that North Star is going to be blurry because the storm's rolling in. It's not always going to be easy to find it. But you have to have a will. As cheesy as it's going to sound, and trust me, I hate eating a lot of cheese, much less hearing it in the arguments and the motivational clips I see on the internet. But where there's a will, there's a way. And the problem is, a lot of people don't have the will. They lose it. The will to go to the gym. The will to suffer failure. Failure is an end. It's not meant to be negative. Failure is meant to be a learning experience, at least to me. I mean, you can feel free to disagree if you want to, but it's not meant to be something that destroys you. It's meant to be something that molds you into something stronger than before. People with scars tend to look tough, right? Of course they do. Scars, mentally, are developed through failure. The cut and the sting of failure. And that makes us stronger. Too many of us, we don't want to suffer that. We don't want the pain. We fear the failure. Don't fear failure. Fear giving up. That's what I fear. That's why it affects me so much when everybody around me seems to be questioning me and I feel like Atlas carrying the world on my shoulders. It's very easy to get overwhelmed and feel like the world's closing in on you. Trust me. I feel that way right now. You might even be able to hear it in my voice. I don't know. Sometimes I can't even tell. You know, I'm not one of these older guys who drives a Ferrari and acts like, oh, guys, just do what I tell you and you'll be rich like me. No, that's not the kind of show this is. In fact, I'm a mostly broke guy trying to figure out his life at the age of 25 out of the military, and life's not going the way I want it to, frankly. But this isn't a sob story. There are different chapters in the book if you read a story. If you don't read, I recommend you do. Especially have a couple books that you can always refer back to. If you want a good book to add to that list, you could put my book in there, Biblical Bachelor. It's fantastic. But, you know, enough with the self-plug already. I feel even gross saying that to you, trying to pitching my way in. I feel gross even doing it, but, you know, I'll do it anyway. Why not? If I don't advocate for myself, who's going to do it? You? You're going to advocate for me? I'll believe it when I see it. People are too busy to really care about anybody but themselves, for the most part. Which I don't blame them, by the way. I'm not holier than thou in that regard. But nonetheless, it's really easy for us to get distracted. The problem is too many of us just focus on the distractions in our life instead of what's really important. And I really don't blame you, to be honest. It's important to never give up. If you take nothing else away from listening to the show today, which you might argue is a bunch of rambling, for anything else, don't give up. I'm literally standing in an empty parking lot right now outside of a coffee shop a couple blocks away from my house. And it's depressing. It's raining here in Georgia right now. It's raining in a lot of places in America right now, on the Midwest to the South. And let me tell you, it's very overwhelming. I want to give up so bad and just pack it up, break up with my girlfriend. I don't want to, but I don't know what to do with my life right now. And I don't feel like I failed her as I'm failing myself in my own head. I don't want to be like that. Really don't. I feel like in most things I've ever done, I've failed. And you could sit here and say, well, Austin, this is just part of your growth as a person. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But especially in the moment, never feels like it. If you've ever had difficult times like this in your life, you know more as well as I do that you're just not in the headspace to hear it. Because you got to figure out for yourself what the plan is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, that's the only question I keep hearing in my head. What are you going to do? And the answer is, I'm going to do what I've always done. Keep on going. Work towards the goals I've set and do what I set out to do. My why was to make this show number one. That was the whole reason I took my sales job. This show is what I care about. I would do this show multiple times a day. You give me a coffee and a newspaper, I could do the most dynamic show you could ever imagine for a full hour on a radio show or a podcast for an hour straight. You'd have the best dynamic show you could ever imagine. You don't believe me? I'll do it. I can start doing it starting tomorrow. Why not? I'll wake up in the morning. We can start doing a news day every morning. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's not a bad idea. Why not? You guys let me know. What do you think? Should I start doing a news show like that? Maybe. Why not? I read the news anyway. I might as well share with you how depressing it is. How unbelievably gross most of it is, especially on X, all this propaganda. I mean, there are downsides to free speech, I'll tell you the truth. But I still support it, even if I don't like it a lot of times. I still support it anyway. This show lives and dies by the First Amendment. I'm not got in this fight with this guy on X a couple days ago. I think it was either yesterday or the day before. And it was so funny. People who have a couple thousand followers, I think the guys like me who have a couple hundred on X are going to be like, oh, no, how do I argue with him? Dude was a schmuck, a moron. Couldn't shine in my shoes. And my friends, you need to remember when it's important to you. This show is the most important thing in my life to me right now. One of the few things that keeps me sane. You, the loyal audience of the show, you keep me sane, and I want to thank you for that. Let me know. Do you think I should be doing a dynamic morning show? Why not? Hell, why not? Let's do it. I'll start doing it by tomorrow. Why not? I'll start doing it in the morning from now on. And I can do an evening show that's a little more dynamic about a certain topic that we want to talk about. I mean, why not? What's stopping me? The answer is me. That's who's stopping me on that one. Anyways, my friends, you let me know. Do you like the stream of consciousness of this show? Or do you like people who sit up there with a blackboard? And they beat you up with a chalk and a blackboard and a bunch of schmucks sitting in a circle talking about some BS. Let me talk to this blonde with lipstick, this OnlyFans chick over here, and how I make her look stupid. Hey there, Brittany, what did you think about this?
Oh, well, you see, Josh, I thought about this and blah, blah, blah.
This dumbass whore. Okay, let's go to a commercial break and preach to you about, here's a supplement company. Oh, I'm going to give you some protein. You can look like me minus the peptides and the the SARMs and the steroids, you can look like me with this protein powder. And thank you very much, and let's get back to the blonde with lipstick.
But that's what so many podcasts have become. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't. You know it's true. So my friends, why not? We'll start doing the morning and the evening show from now on. You can plug this back in the future to this show, and that's when we decided to do it. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm about to walk back to my house. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with my life. Let me know how you figured out how you've dealt with yours through the ups and downs, whether you're older or younger than me or the same age, doesn't matter. Let me know. I wanna know. My friends, take care of yourselves. We'll see how everything plays out. And until then, I'll see you next time. Peace.